AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The aircraft carrier USS George Washington is heading to the Middle East. Reports have emerged of mental health and supply issues on another aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln. Military officials have denied it. Lincoln is supporting the U.S. war against Iran and has been at sea for more than 260 straight days. The White House reports that countries are dodging tariffs by sending U.S.-bound exports through other nations. The report says the U.S. is losing up to $26 billion a year. President Trump's allies are attempting to return his name to the Kennedy Center. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Sources tell the Associated Press the handpicked board of the Kennedy Center has voted to move forward with a two-year closure to allow for renovation work called for by President Trump.
It's run down, it's dilapidated, it's sort of dangerous, things fall out. And we're going to have something that when it opens, it's going to be brand new, beautiful.
The board is also naming the plaza in front after Trump and putting his name back on the facade at the sprawling performing arts venue. The new inscription would read, "The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, restored and renovated by President Donald Trump." It's not yet clear if that would run afoul of a May court order by a U.S. district judge who blocked the closure as ill-informed and said Trump's name had been added illegally. Ohio Congresswoman Joyce Beatty, who filed the lawsuit opposing the changes, called the latest development a transparent effort to circumvent the court's ruling. Jennifer King, Washington.
Luigi Mangione is expected to plead guilty in federal court today in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione faces federal and state charges in the case. A jury has been selected for the trial of the former gang leader who was accused of ordering the death of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Davis has pleaded not guilty. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports consumers are being more cautious with their shoe purchases.
As summer fades and kids head back to school, the pressure to stand out or fit in with the right footwear is colliding with higher prices, which are straining family budgets already squeezed by rising costs for food, gas, and other essentials. Analysts and retailers say parents and kids are spending more time looking for deals, or they're buying fewer pairs of shoes. JCPenney's brand chief executive officer says families are being choosy when buying back-to-school shoes, while children's outdoor footwear company Stones Shoes says customers are gravitating towards neutral-colored shoes that can be passed down to younger siblings. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The winning ticket for the $1 billion Powerball jackpot was sold in Illinois. The jackpot resets to $20 million for Saturday's drawing. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.